in life for free. But you can give them to the birds and bees. I want money.
This is my $1 million podcast coming to you over the internet through the magic of technology. We are currently in Los Angeles. We got here last night. What's the date today?
August 5th.
It's August 5th today, and we are on day 22?
Sure.
I think, of the $1 million road trip. No, it's less than that.
It'll be day 20.
Is today day 20?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, it's day 20. And we are in a Denny's on Sunset, originally to see if Ronnie Bingenheimer was here, but he's not, but that's cool. We're having a salad anyway. Who comes to Denny's to eat salad? Jeez.
Canadians,
yeah. Stealth Canadians in a car with North Carolina plates. Shh, don't tell anyone. And where have we been since last we podcast? I think the last podcast was actually from the Waffle House in Georgia.
That's the last I remember.
I think it is. And that was, God, it seems like 2 years ago now.
Yeah, seriously.
But what have we done since then? After Georgia was New Orleans.
Yes.
Which was ridiculous. And, like, I recommend going to New Orleans and not drinking anything the entire time that you're there. Stick to Coke, and that's it. Coca-Cola, that is. After New Orleans was Austin, which was awesome. And I was on Dudley and Bob in Austin, which was really fun. And I also got a bunch of media there, which was excellent. And after Austin, where the fuck did we go?
We went to New Mexico to camp out for a bit.
We did. We were in Las Cruces. You know, right near El Paso. And then we burned it up from New Mexico to Tucson and straight north up the 93 to Las Vegas. And how amazing was the drive up the 93?
Quite amazing. Quite amazing. Possibly the best drive I've ever had in my entire life.
It was pretty amazing, wasn't it?
Yeah.
We got there right at sun. I have an amazing ability to hit places exactly when the sun is setting. I've done it several times, and it was really something to see. So I definitely, please add drive up the 93 at sunset to the list of things to do before you die. And we were in Vegas for a day and a half. And I don't know what I think about Vegas. I'm not sure.
It's a tough call.
I'm like, you know, I've been there several times on like stopovers and driving through on road trips and stuff like that. And you know, I'm never quite sure. I'm really not. It's kind of interesting from a money angle because of the, you know, the fact that everyone there is trying to get, everyone there is on the make. Everyone's trying to get something for nothing. Everyone is, you know, like there to, because everyone is there because just maybe the house rules don't apply to them. And they'll be the one lucky sucker who walks away with, you know, 100,000 nickels or whatever the hell they're giving away this week, or the Corvette or whatever. I mean, you get sucked into it. It's easy. It's easy to get sucked into it, but I don't know. Vegas is a nice place to visit for less than 3 days. But other than that, we rolled into LA last night, barely, off the freeway, which nearly got killed about 400 times. And driving into LA was actually really surreal because it's so familiar. And it's I feel like I was here not that long ago, which is actually true. I was only here in April. And we're in LA until Sunday, and then we're up to Santa Cruz for probably the first real rest we've had on this entire trip. It's going to be in Santa Cruz. And then it's San Francisco, and then we're kind of deciding whether we're going to go up to Seattle and back across Canada or what the hell we're going to do. I'm not really sure yet.
There's always Montana.
There is always Montana. I mean, actually, if we go back through the States, we can hit Chicago.
Yeah.
And that would be fun. That'd be all right. But we'll see what happens, see what the money, when the money runs out, and, you know, what's going on. But Los Angeles today, we're here Friday, Saturday, and tonight we are probably going to Miss Kitty's, which is a place that I went last time I was here, and it's pretty ridiculous. And I don't know, I'm not sure what I'm going to do today. If I'm going to break out the Jones Soda, if I'm going to, you know, do some guitar playing on the street, maybe hit Venice Beach, I'm not really sure. But we'll see. We'll see where the wind takes us. We've also got some demo tapes to drop off and people to harass, so it should be all right. But that's pretty much it from here, where it's, I'm so exhausted I can't even express it, not even over the internet. But yeah, so anyway, if you have something to say, you know where to find me, and I'm in LA until Sunday, And then I'm off to Santa Cruz, then San Francisco, and then keep listening because I'll let you know where I am after that. And that's it from Astrid on Million Dollar Road Trip. This is My Million Dollar Podcast at www.mymilliondollaryear.net.